Going to share a bit of news with you in a moment.
It affects both of us.
Yes, it does. It does.
We have an announcement to make. Now, this is not a piss take. It's not a joke. We have an announcement to make that we've been sitting on for the last...
Literally.
For the last... I thought we weren't going to make jokes.
Okay, we won't make jokes.
That we've been sitting on for the last, couple of months now.
Couple of months, indeed.
It's big news. It doesn't affect you guys, really. Well, it might affect you. Well, sort of. But it's something... That we wanted to tell you about.
Okay, so as you may have noticed over the last week and a bit, the show has been on and off a couple of days. We've not been able to get staff. And the reason for that is that I've been off sick. And I've been recuperating.
Which we had told people, by the way.
All right, so I have been off sick, but yeah. It has left us short-staffed and the show has suffered a little bit as a result. So... just to take you back to the start of this story, earlier on this year, I was seeing a doctor, about a completely unrelated condition.
A regular checkup.
And did blood tests. And the doctor discovered during the blood tests that my PSA level, you've heard of a PSA level?
I have, yeah.
It's something that men have, and PSA is generated in your prostate. And my PSA level was slightly elevated, only very slightly elevated. So at the start of the year, the doctor sent me for a CAT scan and discovered that my prostate was somewhat enlarged, but not anything to worry about. But subsequently sent me for a biopsy. And I was diagnosed about 8 weeks ago with prostate cancer.
I remember the day you actually texted us to let us know that. And I think you texted us. We were one of the first people that you actually texted.
You were, yeah.
And you, I could even see by your message, you were in shock by the whole thing. It was a whole day. It was a daze, wasn't it?
I met a consultant in Blackrock Clinic and... he basically told me the news that I have prostate cancer.
What was it like when he tells you that?
I fell off the chair. Blood drained from me.
It's the one thing nobody wants to hear.
And within an hour, I was sitting in this studio doing a podcast. So
Jesus, you were. Yeah. Oh my God, you were that day.
So when you get a diagnosis...
Do they say it to you? Because obviously, I haven't had it happen to me. What way did they say?
He more or less said, okay, you went for your biopsy. There's no point in me beating around the bush here. The results aren't good. That's really what he said.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I'd say the blood drained from your face.
Yeah.
Were you on your own?
I was, yeah. Which was even worse, actually.
Nobody to hold
her. I was literally like that.
Yeah.
I was literally like that. But anyway.
It's that word, the C word. Yeah. Just...
so anyway, he told me then that I had a number of options available to me. And one of the options is to go for radiotherapy. And the other option is to have surgery to remove your prostate. And when it comes to prostate cancer, I'm actually a very young man. And it's interesting because I went to see two different surgeons, two different doctors, one that specializes in radiotherapy, the other that specializes in the surgery. And they're not allowed to tell you what to do. There are two different options that you have, right? One of them...
No, of course they can't tell you what to do. It's up to you.
So we were beating around the bush. And when I went to see the surgeon, we asked him... Now, at this stage, my wife was with me. We asked him...
Well, how did she take the news?
Oh, same as me.
Yeah.
Blood drained from her face. But anyway, he wasn't telling me what I should do, but I asked him then, if I was your brother, what would you tell me to do?
What would you advise me?
And he said...
So, what are the two options again?
One is radiotherapy, which lasts about 7 weeks. You have to go every...
Is that like chemotherapy?
No, it's radio... It's... No. Chemotherapy is with chemicals. Radiotherapy is basically radiation treatment.
Okay.
And that's every day for nearly 7 weeks.
Is it tough?
Apparently it's tough. Mm. I don't know. I haven't had it done. And then the other option is the nuclear option, which is the removal of the... Anyway, I asked the surgeon, I said, so you can't tell me what to do, But if I was your brother, what would you advise? And he said, because I'm, where it comes to prostate cancer, I'm only a young fella. He advised me to have the surgery and get it removed. So this time, last week, I was on an operating table.
It was last Friday.
Last Friday morning, I was on an operating table.
Hence, there was no show last. But there was no show last Friday.
Because of the crash in the M50.
There was a lot of reasons. But so, like, this was all going on in the background. We're obviously, we have a show to do. And that's why I, one of the days last week, I got very pissed off because people were going, now just a small handful of people were going mad about the show not being on and stuff like that and moaning about it. Yeah. And I went off on one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you guys weren't to know what was going on in the background, but one of the team had just been diagnosed with cancer. So the last thing on our minds is the show. Like, we push, you know, we had another family issue earlier on the week, which we don't want to discuss, where something happened to a family member, as you know. What day was that? It was Tuesday, actually, wasn't it?
Yep.
So the way we are, and the way you are in your job, is family comes first. This is a job at the end of the day. And we love the fact that you guys listen to the podcast, but, you know, you don't pay our wages. We don't ask you for money for it. So our private life comes first. So that's why I got pissed off, because people were moaning, oh, Kennedy off again. Now, they weren't to know that you're just being diagnosed.
No, of course.
That you're just being diagnosed with cancer. And to be honest, he didn't even want to tell this news. He didn't want to say this news because there are some people in our industry who, the minute they would get diagnosed with cancer, they'd be onto the newspapers to get column inches. And that's not him.
No, that's not his story.
That's
why I'm talking about it here on our own podcast.
Some people, and that, if that's what they want to do, that's fine. But some people have used their cancer diagnosis to promote themselves and to get their name out there and promote their show and all that. And that's not him. He's a private man when it comes to that sort of stuff. But we felt that you had, I suppose, as our listeners, had a right to know what was going on in the background. That it's not that Adrian had a cold or I had a sore toe.
That we're out in the piss. Or
that we're out in the piss. But that one of the team had just been diagnosed with cancer.
So anyway, this day last week, I had surgery in Beaumont Hospital. Fantastic team in Beaumont. And I had surgery to remove my prostate, which is what I had done. The doctor is fairly confident he got it all. But I won't know for another 6 weeks.
And that's a horrible way.
It is. But the fact that he was able to say to me, I think we got it all, is a good sign, I hope. Touch wood and all that. So I will know in 6 weeks, start of July. And at that point, then, I will share the whole story with everybody.
You should
on
not
a special,
share. So
no, but we'll do a special podcast on it.
Just, there's more to tell.
Well, No. Hopefully I'll be telling you in 6 weeks that I've got the all clear.
Oh, we don't need another podcast. No, we'll do this one as a podcast, okay? That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Don't need to go over all of it again.
Anyway, so there you, that, just wanted to explain that is what I've been living with for the last couple of months. I'm one of these people that kind of puts it to the back of my mind.
Oh, you're like me?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. The first time I put off going for a prostate exam for years, and I remember Mrs. D, you have to go. I have to go for a smear test. The prostate check is nothing. And remember, then I did it on the radio. It's something that every man over 40, anyway.
Absolutely.
Should get their
prostate checked, should get their PSA level checked. It's very straightforward. There's no big deal. I'm glad it was caught by fluke. It was caught by fluke, but it was caught early enough. The doctors believe it hasn't spread, but they obviously have to do further biopsies in a couple of weeks, hopefully, I'll be able to give you out there.
You're kind of in limbo, though, aren't you? Waiting for the, obviously it takes time for the results, but it's that wait, isn't it?
No, I'm good with that, to be quite honest with you. I'm confident enough that we caught it early enough and that it hasn't spread anywhere. So
he said that he's fairly confident.
Yep. So that was enough.
Needless to say, since you opened up about this, there's loads of messages. Loads of messages coming in and obviously wishing you good luck and stuff like that. There's some people saying, I'll pray for you. I don't know if that's your bag either. That annoys me when something's wrong with me and someone says, I'll pray for you. I don't want your prayers.
No,
because the reason I believe that, it wasn't God that took your prostate out.
No, it wasn't. It was a surgeon.
It was the brilliant surgeons. Yeah. God had nothing to do with taking the prostate out.
Yep. And the surgery, by the way, is amazing. Keyhole surgery. I have a few little marks on my belly. That's
just
it.
Just have me lunch. Don't need to
no,
know.
No, no, no. Just stop, little help. Holes. Little holes.
Burp, burp,
that's
burp,
it. Burp, burp, burp. No, no burp. Big mark.
Don't need to know.
Little holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so brilliant.
Can I just leave you, elevate this?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what the word means?
Elevate, yeah.
No, that's not the right word. Levitate.
Levitate?
No, that's not the right word either. To make a bit of a joke about something serious.
Yeah, go on.
While, and don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
While the robot was in there taking the cancer out,
yep.
Could you not have taken some of the fat out as well? No, but could you not have said to him?
In hindsight, I should have. But
they're two for the price of one. While you're in there, like, you know what, he's in there. You may as well, but he obviously didn't.
So there you go. That's the news. I am now in recovery, as they say.
Levity is the word.
Levity, that's the
How
word.
How could I not think of that word?
I am in recovery, and hopefully in a couple of weeks' time I'll get the all clear.
Dave said I want to hear more about Adrian's prostate.
What?
That's not
what more can you say?
He doesn't have one anymore.
It's a small little yolk, it's gone.
Yeah, he doesn't have one anymore.
No, it's gone. Good luck.
Now, where was the prostate situated? I'm trying to work it out, but I can't put my finger on it.
The surgeon told me, holy God, when he was inventing the male body, he put it in the most awkward place.
Where is it? I don't even know where. Well, I know it is from where when the doctor...
Yeah, it's most awkward place. Anyway.
And there's loads of messages that obviously we won't read out on air because they're private messages. But thank you know who you are if you sent it in messages.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there you go.
Yeah, do they let you keep it? Because when I got a lump removed from my back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a lipoma, is that what it's called?
A lipoma?
Lymphoma?
A lumpectomy or something, no?
I don't know what it was. But they took it out, yeah?
Yeah.
And they show it to you after they take it out. It's like a little meatball. And your man says to me, do you want to bring it home?
Do you want to bring it home?
Yeah. He offered the lump to, it was on my back.
To bring it home and do what with it?
I don't know, fry it up.
Put it up on the mantelpiece.
Fry it up with a couple of oil. That used to be a thing back in the day, my mum said. That if you went into the hospital and had some removed, they'd give it to you. They'd literally give it to you. So there's people arriving home with thumbs, eyeballs. The whole.
In answer to your question, no, I do not have my prostate in a jar on the mantelpiece at home. No, I don't. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Anyway, there you go. That's the news.